各位弟兄姊妹、姊妹朋友平安。我们再一起做个祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，天父，我们满心的感谢你。我们感谢你带领我们来敬拜你。亲爱的主，求你今天就在我们中间来帮助我们，来历练你的话语。求你的圣灵就引导我们，开我们的心，让我们对这个世界完全的关闭，对你的话语完全的打开。主，求你听我们的祷告，祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Heavenly Father, we come together. Thank you for gathering us together. We ask your Holy Spirit open the way for us to listen to your teaching and close all our senses towards this world so we can concentrate all our senses towards you today. Prayer in thanksgiving.
今天是联合崇拜，我们父母和孩子在一起来敬拜我们的主，我们的神是真好，因为我们是同属于一个教会的大家庭。
Today is our joint worship. So it is really pleasant to see the parents and kids come together and worship our Lord together. And since we all belong to this big family of the church.
在我正式讲到之前呢，我想讲一个故事，主要是要给孩子们讲一个故事。
Before I start the sermon, I'd like to tell a story, particularly to the kids.
在古代呢，中国有一个很有名的人，这个人呢就是叫孟子。
So in the ancient China, there was a very famous person. His name is Mencius.
孟子呢，小时候是个很聪明的孩子。
Mencius was a very smart boy.
有一次放学回家呢，他妈妈正在织布。
So one day he returned home and seeing his mother was weaving.
他妈就问他说：“今天学习到什么程度了？”
So his mother asked him, saying, "How far did you get in your studies today?"
孟子说：“还就那样吧。”
So Mencius replied.About the same as usual.
他妈妈听了这个话呢就很生气，突然拿起一把刀来就把这个线给割断。
Yeah, his mother was a little bit upset and took up her knife and cut the cloth she was weaving.
说这个孟子呢就很害怕，就问妈妈：“你为什么这么做？”
So Mencius became very alert and a little bit frightened and asked her to explain her actions.
他妈妈就说：“你荒废学业，就像我这个把这个线割断了一样。”
So she said, "In neglecting your study is like my cutting the cloth I wove."
他说：“你如果是现在荒废了学业，你长大以后怎么能找到好的工作呢？”
So if now you neglect your studies, you will be lack the means to distance yourself from troubles and strife.
说你这个学习和我这个织布是道理是一样的，半路上就是不干了，那将来怎么能够供着一家人的吃饭穿衣呢？
So how that was different from weaving and spinning to make a living. So if in midway you give up,and abandon you, if I give up and abandon my weaving, how could I be able to cloth my husband and child and go for long without grains to eat?
所以孟子听了他妈妈的话，他就明白了这个做学问的道理，他就从那以后他拜了一个老师，发奋学习，后来成为一个著名的大师，大家都知道的故事。
So Mencius really listened to his mom's teaching, understand why he should pursue a scholarship. After that, day in and day out, he studied tirelessly. He became one of the leading scholars of his generation. So it was a very impactful and influential story to Chinese throughout generations.
在我们中间的弟兄姊妹， 无论是年长还是年幼，我们都是天父的孩子。
So among our brothers and sisters, no matter how old or how young we are all the children of our Heavenly Father.
深爱我们，神想祝福我们。
God loves us and also wants to give us blessing.
我们都蒙了神的恩典，我们也要听神的话，按神说的去做。
We all receive the blessings from the Lord, and we should follow do according to His word.
上次我讲到的时候呢，我们学习了希伯来书的第三章的一到六节。
Last time when I gave a sermon, we studied the Hebrew chapter 3:1-6.
我们一起思想了耶稣基督对天父的忠心。
We thought about Jesus Christ's faithfulness towards His Heavenly Father.
说耶稣基督不仅给我们树立了忠心的榜样，那也借着神的话才来治理我们的信心。
Not only He became an example, but also used God's word governing our faith.
使我们对主对神更忠心。
So really helping us to become more faithful and clear allegiance to God.
希伯来书的作者说，只有那些对基督存有盼望，并有胆量跟随耶稣基督的人，才算是神家里的人。
So the author of Hebrews said, only the Christians who see Christ as hope and having the courage to follow Him are worthy of His disciple, be called His disciples.
今天呢，我们一起学习希伯来书的第三章第七节到十九节。
So today we're going to go through chapter 3:7-19.
说作者呢，以摩西领导下的以色列人在旷野失败的教训作为一个反面教材。
So the author used example of the failure experience of the Israelites led by Moses in the wilderness.
他警告和劝勉新约时代的门徒，只有听神的话，并按照神的话去行，才能够得到上帝的祝福。
So warning and admonishing the disciples or Christians today, only following God's word and do according to His word, the Christian can receive the promises.
在我分享这段经文之前呢，我们想看一张地图。
So before I start, let's look at the a map.
A map. So this map, this 地图，这个地图呢，就是以色列人出埃及进入迦南的一个可能的路线图。
So this is a map about Israelites' exodus from Egypt to the promised land.
所以我们可以看到，他们从这个蓝色出发，我这边有文字他们在这个地方呢，过了红海。过了红海以后，到了这个旷野这叫做这个什么旷野，看不清楚然后呢，走了大概三天，到了马拉，就大家都很清楚在马拉高水多。然后呢，在伊犁呢有12个泉水大家可能都有印象。然后呢，咱们在再往前走呢，你就到了利非亭这个位置呢。大家都知道咱们在这为了找水喝呢和摩西争闹，所以说呢神人就说吩咐摩西呢击打磐石出水，那个这个地方呢所以说叫做马拉，就是试探的意思，米利巴就是争闹的意思，所以能翻译吧太多了 OK, so after that they come to the Sinai, Sinai Mountain, and here the God gave the law and make the testament in this area. So here about this thing here about how the 8 months, 9 months, then they go to the north, come to this area. They call this land called Jadis Barnea. In this place,The Moses sent the tenth
a spy,
go to the 迦南to see what's going on. And after the return, I report to to Moses. And so this next, I'm talking the scripture related to this area. So,那今天呢，我要给大家分享的这个题目就是刚才都看到了，就是今日你若听神的话。那么从这个里边呢，我要给大家分享三点。
So today we'll talk about following God's word in three aspects.
那首先呢，我们看第三章的第七节到十一节。
So let's take a look at it from 7 to 11.
那这五节经文呢，是从诗篇里边来的。
So those five came from the Psalms.
那这是大卫的诗篇。
It's the Psalms of David.
那作者呢，因为这个讲话的对象变了，讲话的环境变了，他的字词组合上有些变化。
So because this chapter is addressed to a different audience in a different time.So the wording of this passage a little bit changed from the poem.
但是呢，它表达的思想没有变。
But the essence of the message was the same.
那举个例子啊，他说在诗篇里面说，你们是神的手下的民，惟愿你们今天听神的话。那么在这个希伯来书里面就改成了，你们今日若听他的话。
So in Psalm it says, "You are the nation of the Lord." That changed into in the Hebrew it says, "If you heard His word."
你比方说第八节说，在诗篇里面是在米利巴，就是在旷野的玛撒。那么到了希伯来书里面就改成了在旷野惹他发怒，试探他的时候。那什么意思呢？米利巴就是争闹的意思，玛撒呢就是试探的意思。
So in the Psalm, it uses the location where the event happened. In the Hebrew, he actually translates that the location to its literary meaning. It's you know, about a test, about distrust.
你比方说四十年之久，他这个位置稍微了变了一下。那在诗篇里边呢，就是说四十年之久我厌烦那个时代。那到了诗篇里边呢，就说。
So in the Psalm, it also talks about 40 years period, but God used that as a phrase describing what happened in the 40 years, how God was upset about them. In the Hebrew, is saying the people tested him for about 40 years.
我们说这是大卫写的诗，可是呢，这个作者呢没有说这是大卫写的诗，他说是圣灵写的。
So this is actually a psalm from David, but the author of Hebrews said this is actually authored by the Holy Spirit.
因为作者看来，圣灵是这个经文的真正的作者。
So from the author's perspective, the Holy Spirit was the true author of the Bible.
在诗篇里面，圣灵借着大卫的口警告大卫时代的以色列人。
So really David was warning his generation.
那他又借着希伯来书的作者警告希伯来书当时的读者。
And the Hebrew was really warned that generation.
他又借着希伯来书警告我们每一个读他话语的人。
And using the book also to warn our Christians today.
So this 段经文是一个跨越时代的，对每一个时代的基督徒，对每一个时代的神的子民都是需要的。
So this passage is actually across all the time and space. It is really a warning to people throughout the times.
好，我们先来思想第七节到第八节。
So let's take a look at verse 7 and 8.
说圣灵有话说，你们今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像在旷野惹他发怒、试探他的时候一样。
So here in the Chinese says, you hear his voice, but do not harden your heart, as you did in the rebellion, during a time of test in the wilderness.
说这句话的希腊文如果直译的话，他就这么说的：说正如圣灵说，你们今日若听见他的声音，就不可应着心，像在悖逆之中争路在旷野试探神的日子。
So if you look at the Greek translation literally, it actually translates as therefore, just as you hear his voice.
所以你就注意到赫赫本呢，它省略了这个所以正如。
So the Chinese, the Union version actually omit therefore and as if you hear.
那在希腊文里边的这个听就是听见，这是一个过去式。
So in the Greek version, the hear is actually a past tense, it's heard.
今日你若听见他的话，就不可应着心，这是一个循语气。
So this, you know, this is about as if. So if you heard his voice, and what you should be doing.
所以这个不可应着心呢，就意思就是说，不可使你的心变硬。
So do not harden your heart really means trying to listen and obey.
那惹他发怒呢，他的原来的意思就是悖逆反叛的意思。
So the meaning of you know, in the English, I can say very clearly, say you did in this rebellion in Chinese is translated as do not irritate God to make him angry.
是听见这个字，不是说从这个耳朵进来，从这个耳朵出去，它还有从的意思。
So really the word here, hear or heard is not only about you listen coming in from one ear and out from the other. It also has the meaning of follow.
我们做父母的教育孩子说你要听父母的话，什么意思呢？你是希望你的孩子按照你说的去做。
So when parents are really teaching their kids, they all hope their kids actually listen and follow.
如果有人当兵，那上边发出了命令，你就应该听见之后就应该去执行。
So if the commanders of an army to give a command to a soldier, and soldier need to listen and follow.
弟兄姊妹，我相信在大多数情况下，我们都听神的话，我这么说对吗？
I think in most occasions we actually do listen and follow God's word. Am I correct?
长神的话与我们的经验、与我们的观念、与我们的得失有冲突的时候，你还听神的话吗？
So really, but in those cases when God's word really in a conflict with our own experience, our own concept, or gains and losses, are we still going to following him?
那圣经永远都是对的。
So the Bible is always right and just.
我们人是有罪性的。
So we, on the other hand, is sinful.
我们会受到我们的环境的影响，我们也受到我们肉身需要的影响。
So we actually will be influenced by our environment.
所以我们看不清楚神的旨意的美好。
And succumb to the needs of our flesh, and we cannot see always clearly the beauty of God's promise.
摩西领导下的这些以色列百姓，他们只顾自己的杜甫，他们看不到神给他们的应许之地的美好。
So the example of the Israelites wandering in the wilderness for 40 years, because they only see the needs of their stomach, did not understand the beauty of the promised land.
他们在旷野找不到水发怨言，找不到吃的也发怨言。
So they complain in the wilderness when they have no water. They complain when they have no food.
他们看到迦南人那么高大，觉得打不过他们，他们就害怕。
So they were frightened by the statures of Canaanites.
他们总是眷恋埃及的肉锅，不是火锅，恨不得要回到埃及去。
They always loved the meat pot when they were in Egypt. They really want wants to return back to Egypt.
他们忘掉了神带领他们脱离埃及法老的奴役。
But they forgot God leading them breaking the enslavement of the Pharaoh.
他们忘记了神带领他们摆脱法老军队的追击。
And break from the pursuit of the Pharaoh's army.
他们忘记了神带领他们下红海掳走甘地的大能。
And forgot that God actually let them pass across the Red Sea. The power allowed them to cross the Red Sea.
所以说以色列的心，以色列人民的心有问题。
So actually, the ancient Israelites, they had a heart problem.
圣经里边用神用悖逆和试探这两个字来概括摩西领导的这些以色列百姓的对神的一个态度。
So God really summarized their attitude as rebellion, as well as tempting and testing God.
他们在那个地方试探神啊，试我，探我，观看我的作为有四十年之久。
So where in the verse it says, where your ancestors test and tried me for 40 years.
这个试探神呢、啊，本来是以色列人一个偶尔的一个症状或者现象，但是呢，他成了一个习惯以后呢，就结成了一个恶习。
So the testing God or trialing God was an occasional issues of Israelites, but over time it became a very bad behavior.
他们四十年的试探神呢，是神呢很厌烦他们。
So after, during that 40 years, made God very angry.
So 以至于神呢不让他们进入应许之地。
So God actually said they denied their entry to His rest.
你们看看我列出了三个红的这个字，这里边呢，第一个是惹他发怒，就是它原文是悖逆的意思，就悖逆呢就会惹他发怒，啊，有这个怒的意思在里面。这个厌烦呢，就是说厌恨、厌弃啊，生气、厌恨，或者被惹怒了，也有这个怒的意思在里面。那第十一节呢，是真正的神发怒，说神在怒中起誓，不让他们进入。
So on the screen, the three test in red are all connect to angry. So the first one means the Israelites they They irritated him and made him angry. And the second one are really about the angry. The third one is actually wrath, God's wrath.
我们都知道神是不轻易发怒的神。
So we all know God is a God slow to anger.
神一旦发怒，一定有正当的理由。
So there must be a reason why God sometimes was angry.
人一般的生气或者说发怒。是一种情绪的爆发。
So for us, it's emotional when we getting angry.
但神发怒是对邪恶的一种反应。
So when God angry, it was a reaction to evil.
它的表现就是对邪恶行为的审判。
So it manifests in His judgment to the evil behaviors.
以色列人总是想走回头路，总是想回到埃及去，他拒绝带领他们的神。这就是神要发怒的理由。
So the God was angry because the ancient Israelites always want to turn back and depart from God's will.
所以说这个心理上的一个悖逆，往往是心里边硬的一个心硬的一个结果。
So the behavioral rebellion was actually manifested by their hardened heart.
所以你们看到在第十节经文，他就神就说这些人是心里常常迷糊。
So in verse 10, it actually said, their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my way.
所以说，如果是看这个希腊文直译的话呢，就是说他们常常让心迷失，不晓得神的道路。
So really, the Greek translation here is really they often allow their hearts to be lost.
这句话呢，指出了以色列人不顺服神的两个方面。
So this verse really talk about two aspects.
他们经常让自己的心呢远离神。
So they often distance themselves, distance their heart away from God.
他们不知道神的道路。
and they do not know God's way.
所以这两个方面呢是互为因果。
So the two aspects actually are mutually causal.
如果他们常常让自己的心远离神，以至于偏离了神的道路，他就不在神的道路上，他就对神的道路无知。
So if a person departed from God, and of course will become ignorant to God, so will be really deviated from God's path.
那如果一个人不在神的道路上，他对神就慢慢的就变得无知。
So on the other side, if a person is not on the path God created for him or her, it's very natural for the person will be departing from God further and further.
说如果一个人呢对心刚硬的话，他对神的声音就没有知觉。
Yeah, if one's heart, person's heart is hardened, of course it will be probably there's no indifference to God to react to God's word.
那这不是说神没有提醒他们，而是因为他们心里边不想听神的声音。
It's not because God did not warn them, but because they choose not to listen.
说神就在怒中启示说，断不让他们进入应许之地。
So the third, really God declared in his wrath that they shall not never enter my rest.
所以这个安息呢，表面上来看是不让他们进入迦南，从更深的意义上看，这些人永远不会进入神的安息。
So from the surface, the rest means they did not enter into the promised land.
这段经文告诉我们，假如我们听见神的话，却心里刚硬，拒绝神的话，会给我们自己带来严重的后果。
But deeply is really saying they cannot enter into the everlasting rest of Christ, and this is really warn us if anyone who are hardening their heart when God's speaking.Will bring very severe consequences. This is the first point about dealing with our own hearts.
那现在我们来分享第二点，就是说我们要继续的相信。
So the second point is about that we need to keep our confidence in God's word.
在第十节经文，他说：“弟兄们，你们要谨慎。”这是作者发出的第一道命令。
So in the beginning of 12, it says, see to it, brothers and sisters.
谨慎的希腊文的意思就是你要专心注意。
So in this, is in the Greek, it's really talk about we need to concentrate and be alert.
而且在希腊文圣经里面，这个谨慎呢是放在最前面，放在这个经文的最前面。
So in the Greek translation, the word the beware is actually put in the front of the sentence, beginning of the sentence.
那如果是这个作者在我们中间的话，他会这么讲。
So if the author were here today, he would say,
你们要专心注意，弟兄们。
He said, beware, he will say, beware, brethren.
或者说，你们要专心注意，弟兄们啊。
Or he would say, we beware, brothers and sisters.
所以作者发出命令的目的是因为在当时的受信人当中，很有可能已经有人离开神了。
So, the background for this verse probably was because. Among the believers back then, there were some already left God and left God. Yeah. So in this verse, what does it mean by the unbelieving heart?
其实弟兄姊妹很少想到，不信是一种罪。
So probably not often we realize unbelief was a sin, was a type of sin.
这个不信不是指的那些还没有认识神的人。
So this is not a sin for the people who have not known God.
他指的是那些已经在主内的弟兄们。
So it's really talk about the Christians.
所以这个不信就是指的不继续信的人。
So the unbelief here really means not continue to believe.
英文译本将这个恶心译成了Sinful heart, 或者说是 evil heart.
So in English translation, I was the it was translated as sinful heart or evil heart.
说明这个不继续信的这个不信，是从你那个有罪的或者那个邪恶的那个心里边发出来的。
So illustrating this unbelief was really sourced from a the evil and the sinful nature.
这些在旷野的以色列人，他们已经经历了神拯救的大能，他们已经领受了神的律法，可是他们不想与神维持已经建立的这个关系。
So really talk about the Israelites in the wilderness, although they already saved by God and take God's law, but they was heart was hardened, not want to keep the relationship.
他们故意拒绝神。
They reject God on purpose, deliberately.
因为这种不继续信的罪，他们无法进入迦南之地。
Because they're unbelief, they're not continue to believe in God, they could not enter into the promised land.
那对于今天我们当中的信徒来说，那对于我们来说，不继续信会破坏我们和神已经建立的好关系。
So for our believers today, the chosen to continue not discontinue our belief.Will destroy the good relationship between us and God.
把永生神离弃了，指的是这有些犹太基督徒想回到犹太教里面去。
So here in the verse of departing from the living God, really talk about back then some of the Jewish Christians went back to the Judaism.
所以有人就说了，既然犹太人也是信靠神的人。那么离弃永生神是什么意思呢
？So what does this really mean? The leaving, departing from the living God, since the Jewish people are also Judaism is also talk about this God.
因为这些人不相信神在耶稣基督里为他们预备的更美好的道路。
It's really talking about they did not believe the promise in Christ Jesus.It's a much better way, a much better promise.
耶稣基督是神，弃绝耶稣基督就是弃绝神。
So Jesus Christ is God. To reject him was to reject God.
这个永生神在英文里面你们看到，它是指的是活神 ，living God.
So in English, you can see, you know, this is really a living God.
离弃的意思很接近这个悖逆。
So the departing really kind of close to the meaning of rebellion. So from the Greek root, they're sharing the same root.
以色列人在旷野，他悖逆神。那么今天这个新约这个希伯来书的作者的对这个对这个读者呢，他们是离弃基督。
Back then, they rebelling against God in the wilderness. Today, it's really talking about the Christians are departing from leaving God.
说弟兄姊妹，从一个对一个已经信主的弟兄姊妹，从信基督到不继续信，再到信应，到离弃，这是有一个过程的。
So it is a progression. A believer. Starting from believing in Christ, becoming not continue to believe, become the heart is hardened, and departing from the Christ.
所以说，作者就提醒，发出了不是提醒是命令，发出了第二个命令，就是说，总要趁着今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬。
So in the next verse, the author really gave another order, if you will. It actually said to exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin.
所以说，这个作者呢，把诗篇的那个今日啊，应用到他那个时代当中，意思就是说。只有今天还被称为今日，那你就得彼此相劝。
So really, the author extended the today in a sense in the wilderness to the first century, and really in that sense as today, we need to continue to cure one another.
所以说这个今日呢，就延续到我们这个时代。
So today is actually also extend to our generation.
所以他要求我们呢，要天天彼此相劝，免得我们中间有人被罪迷惑，信的就刚硬。
Yeah, so it's also a admonishing us to exhorting one another today, so to prevent us to be deceived by sin.
这个作者呢，把被罪迷惑这个心理刚硬归于原因是因为被罪迷惑。
So in this verse, it's talking about the reason for people getting their heart hardened because of the deceitfulness of sin.
什么样的罪可以使人心里刚硬呢？
So what kind of sin would making people harden?
那这个罪是指的什么罪呢？
So what type of sin is that?
这个罪就是不继续性的罪。
So this sin is actually talk about the choose not to continue to believe.
这个不继续性的罪有很大的欺骗性。
So this type of sin was very deceitful.
刚才我已经讲过，所以当时有的犹太人就说，哎呀，你们这些犹太这个基督徒弟兄啊，回来我们犹太教吧，你们也是信神，我们也是信神。
So back then, when people went back to Judaism, and you know, one argument was between the two, and they all believing in the one true God.
那你们回来还有不受逼迫，多好。
So the benefit if you're going back to Judaism, and you won't be persecuted.
他们却没有意识到。耶稣基督才是我们唯一的盼望和希望。
So back then, people did not realize that Christ Jesus was our only hope.
离弃基督就是离弃神。
And departing Christ was departing from the living God.
弟兄姊妹，我想大家都知道，今天如果我们不接着耶稣基督，没有一个人可以到天父那里去。
So we all know, if not by Him, we could not go to see God.
所以我们需要经常上当受骗。
So we need to really sort of alert to this type of deceit.
今天在教会里边有一种不继续性的罪在威胁着我们。
So today in our church, this type of sin is a threat.
有人觉得自己很有智慧，很有能力。
So some might feel they are very wise and very able.
有人觉得自己经济上没问题，身体也很健康。
Some might feel they are economically situated well and they are very healthy.
我什么都不需要，不缺乏，我信不信基督也没关系。
They felt they not lack of anything and they don't really care about believing in Christ.
所以说就不经常参加聚会。
So
not, 不经常参加小组。
Do not attending the worship.Nor the group studies.
如果一个人不经常参加教会，不经常参加团契，不经常参加主日学，那你很有危险，很有一个离开基督的，很面临的一个离开基督的一个危险。
So it was a risk if one not to really attend the church activities, not join the worship, not participate the group studies.
那作为一个弟兄姊妹，我们不能够强迫另一个弟兄姊妹一定要参加教会崇拜，一定要参加这个主日学，参加小组。
So we cannot really force anyone to attend the church worship or fellowship.
但是呢，我们可以鼓励，可以劝勉，对吗？
But we can encourage people to do so.
但是你如果不参加团契，不参加教会的活动的话，这个劝勉鼓励的机会就少多了。
If you're not here, the chances are to be exhorted was little.
要想实现彼此劝勉、彼此鼓励，我们在团契里面也方便的。
So in the fellowship, it was a lot easier for us to encourage and exhort each other.
逐日崇拜、逐日学、祷告会、小组团契，是我们教会的四面墙。
So the Sunday worship, the Sunday school, the prayer meeting, and the study fellowships are the four walls of a church.
如果任何一面墙出了问题，都会影响到我们教会的发展。
So if any one of the wall has problem, it will really have an impact on the church life.
那也，我是盼着我们教会在这四个方面都不断的强化。
So I really hope we our church really building a very solid four walls.
那我们看来第十四节经文，这节经文呢是一个许逆的语气。
So look at verse 14. This is subjective.
我们若将起初缺失的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
So here it says, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
每当我们听见主的话，我们应该有这样的一个心智，就是把我们刚刚信主的时候建立起来的对耶稣基督的信心坚持到我们生命的最后一刻。
So every time we heard God's word, we should have this will. The will is to sustain our faith in the beginning to the end.
哎，我们在学校里上课，有的老师年纪比较大，他就经常让我们给他们祷告。
So when I take classes, there are instructors or senior instructors. They're in their old ages.
祷告什么呢？让我们给他祷告，要保持晚节，紧紧的跟随神。
So they often ask us to pray for them.And really ask us to pray for them in their old ages, continue to follow Christ closely.
耶稣基督是我们救恩的元帅。
So really, the Jesus Christ is the marshal.
他称我们是弟兄。
Of our salvation, they call us our brothers and sisters.
所以说，今天耶稣基督正在领着他的弟兄们，也就是我们，在这个救恩的道路上去跑。
So he actually are leading us to run straight on the path of salvation.
在这个救恩的道路上，我们就是耶稣基督的伙伴。
On this path, we are companions to him.
这就是在基督里有份的意思。
So this means that we are the partakers of Christ.
作为伙伴，我们要跟上，不能够掉队。
As a teammate, we have to follow closely, not fall behind.
只有我们继续的相信他。紧紧地跟着他，我们就不会掉队。
So if we follow him, we won't actually fall behind.
其实我们参加教会的敬拜，参加主日学，参加小组，参加祷告会，让神的话不断地进入我们的耳，进入我们的心，这样我们就会不会掉队。
Through various fellowship in the church, we will actually become closely follow him.
因为神的话会帮助我们。
And his word will become our help.
这是我跟大家分享的第二点。
So this is the second point I'd like to.
我们看第三点。
Let's take a look at the third point.
我们要信从神的话。
So we should obey God's word.
今天呢时间可能稍微延长一点，因为这个一有翻译，我这个内容就讲不完了。
So I'm going to.
我们可能要多延长个五六分钟。
We'll probably extend for 5 minutes because this translation.
那在第十五节呢，就是说重复了七节到八节讲的话。
So in the verse 15, it's actually the repeat of verse 7 and 8.
作者呢强调重复这句话，就说明这句话的重要。
So this is actually showing how important verse 7 and 8 was.
圣经里边神的话如果重要的地方，他一再强调。
So in the Bible, every important word will be repeated.
那这句话在第四章的第七节还要出现。
So this the same word actually reappear in chapter 4 verse 7.
神他把这句话放在这个地方，他有另外一个目的。
So the God put the word in this here has a purpose.
他要告诉我们，摩西领导的这些以色列人在旷野的失败的原因是什么。
So they're trying to show us the reason why the Israelites in the wilderness failed.
刚才我们已经看了两张地图。
So we remember we saw the map.
大家还记得这个地图？那我稍微的呢，就是go through 一下一些 Bible word.
So I'll go through some of the Bible passages.
对，说神不让他们发誓，不让以色列人进入应许之地，是发生在 这个出埃及记的第二年。
So God, when in his wrath he denied their entry, was around the was in the second year of Exodus, after Exodus.
摩西打发十二个探子去探迦南地，回来之后向摩西汇报。
So he ordered 12 spies to the land of Canaan.
他们觉得那个地方挺好。
Some of them they think this is a great land.
是，但是呢，他们觉得那地方的民强壮，城也坚固，他们而且有亚纳族的伟人在那个地方。
So they but some of them they came back and say they were but the residents there they were strong and they are big and tall.
所以说，当时迦勒就说，我们应该立刻上前得那个地，我们能够得胜。
One of the spies was Caleb. He felt they should attack them immediately, and they strongly confident they can win.
但是当时另外有十个探子就说，我们不能上前攻那个地，他们比我们强壮。
But the other ten, among the 12, they believe they should not going up to against the people, but they are stronger than they were.
所以说他们觉得他们很渺小。那些人很大。
They really felt they were grasshoppers compared with the residents in the Canaan, the land of Canaan.
所以以色列人听了这样的一个汇报之后呢，他们就大声的喧嚣，他们就发怨言，他就说，为什么巴不得我们早死在埃及或者死在旷野？耶和华为什么把我们领到那地，使我们倒在刀下呢？等等。
So when the congregation heard the report, they really they lift up their voices and cry, and they were complaining why God led them to the wilderness to be slaughtered rather than keeping them in the land of Egypt.
So 另外有两个探子就是这个约书亚和迦勒，他和他们不一般见识。
But two of the 12 had a different sense about the land.
说这两个人声嘶力竭地劝大家要相信上帝，敌人不管怎么强大，耶和华终能够把我们带进那片土地去。
So they, two of them were Caleb and Joshua, and they really encouraged people to having faith in God, as He was promised to taking them into the land.
所以他就警告他们，你们不要背叛耶和华。
So they really warn them not to disobey God's word.
这个时候，耶和华显现，耶和华说，我指的说你们对我发怨言，我要忍耐到几点呢？几时呢？
So at that time, when in a big quagmire, the Lord appeared in the tabernacle.
所以耶和华说，我指的我的永生启示，我不要叫你们打到我耳中的话对待你们。
So he was really angry, and in his wrath, he actually said, "So, how long should I bear with this evil generation who complain against me?"
所以那些在二十岁以上的这个以色列人就没有能够进入埃及，没有能够进入神的应许之地。
So the age about 20 in that generation, they never get a chance to enter into the land of Canaan.
那根据这四节经文和神这个发誓的这个背景，我们可以确认一下五个事实，大家看承认不承认。第一件事情，这些人听见了神的话却仍然悖逆。第二件事情，他们故意犯罪惹神厌烦。第三件事情，他们不信从，所以神不让他们进入。第四，因为他们不信从，神让他们死在旷野。那第五件就是这个不信从就是不信。
So those were the five facts really coming from the Hebrews 3:16-19.
弟兄姊妹能认同这几点吗？
Can we actually see the facts?
不信从就是不信。
So the unbelief.
回到原来的经文里面去，让你们看经。这里看这个经文第十八节。这些人不能进入他的安息，岂不是像那些不信从的人吗？ 这样看来，他们不能进入安息，是因为不信的缘故。
So in verse 18,
不信从就是不信。
18 and 19 says, and to whom did he swear that they would not enter his rest, but to those who did not obey? So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief.
弟兄姊妹，如果你们认同这五点的话，你能不能对这个信做出一个归纳，这就是一个定下一个定义。
Yeah, so if you agree with this five points, can we actually define the word faith?
那我们把它总结成三点。
There's three characteristics of this belief.
信有三个特征。第一个特征就是信实忠心，英文就是 faithful。那这个 faithful 就是你不能够背叛神，你不能够否定神，对吧？你要忠心到底。那第二个特征就是这个信呢是继续的信， the believing， every time， every day， believing， 相信， keep your confidence。那第三个特征呢就是 obey， 是你听从、信从、服从、顺服，你听了以后就要去做，照着去做，那叫 obey。所以这三个特征是根据这段经文里边我们归纳出来的。
So those are really the three characters were summarized from this passage. Be faithful, be keep your confidence from being to the end, and obey.
说以色列人在旷野失败的经历，在神的救赎史上是一面镜子。
So we could say their failure in the wilderness was a mirror.
他说我们新约时代的基督徒常常的照照自己。
So、reflecting our own behaviors in front of that mirror.
今天我们接受了神的真理，也觉知了，也受洗了。那如果有一天我们背叛了主耶稣，我们否定了主耶稣，我们决定不再跟他走了，当主耶稣从天降临的时候，我们的结局会是什么样子呢？
So either were one day, although we already believe and baptize, announce our faith, but we decide not.Because of our unbelief, we decide not to follow. So when Christ descends from the heaven, so what are the consequences would be?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，在我们今天奔向神国的这个天路旅程上，我们求圣灵来帮助我们，帮助我们每天呢能够读神的话，并且按照神的话呢去行，使我们能够在遇到苦难的时候，我们不至于抱怨。遇到引诱的时候我们能够分辨，遇到逼迫临近的时候我们不要背叛主。
So today on our path to God's kingdom, so let's really pray that the Spirit and God's word will help us. So when we encounter difficulties, we do not complain, and when we were tempted, we can discern.So when we are prosecuted, we're still faithful and following Christ closely.
只要我们紧紧地跟随主，我们就一定能够得到神在末世要显现的救恩。
So only because of that, we will be able to receive the salvation in the end time.
好，我们一起来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们现在谢谢你，谢谢你的话能够向我们打开。主，我恳求你来帮助我们弟兄姊妹。帮助我们在座的每一个人能够对你的话很认真，能够按照你的话去行。主啊，求你来祝福我们的教会，来祝福每一位听你话语的弟兄姊妹。这样的祷告是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. We really pray that you will help our church to grow and really let us to follow Christ closely.And we ask you to bless our church. In your name we pray.